As he spoke, there was such an almost irresistible gravity of conviction in his manner that I abandoned my remonstrance about his solitary life. I felt that I was in the presence of some secret influence which I could not fathom. To my relief, for I knew not what to say, he went on. 2 nights passed, I have dreamed it. It was hard enough the first night, but I came through it. Last night the expectation was in itself almost worse than the dream, until the dream came, and then it swept away every remembrance of lesser pain. I stayed awake till just before the dawn, and then it came again, and ever since I have been in such an agony as I am sure the dying feel, and with it all the dread of tonight. Before he had got to the end of the sentence, my mind was made up, and I felt that I could speak to him more cheerfully. Try and get to sleep early tonight, in fact, before the evening has passed away. The sleep will refresh you, and I promise you there will not be any bad dreams after tonight. He shook his head, hopelessly, so I sat a little longer and then left him. When I got home, I made my arrangements for the night, for I'd made up my mind to share Jacob Settle's lonely vigil in his cottage on the moor. I judged that if he got to sleep before sunset, he would wake well before midnight, and so, just as the bells of the city were striking 11, I...